Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Zayin, as we are on Nun Vav Mabez in the Perek Habal Yevimto here, the second Mishnah in our Perek. You know, the first Mishnah we had back on daf Nun Gimel described the Maisa HaMitzvah of Yibum and applies in any type of Maisa Bia, whatever the Kavanas are, as long as there is Kavana for a Maisa Bia of some kind, then one is Yotze the Mitzvah. We had the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch a couple of days ago that possibly you could have a situation where you would be Kone, but you wouldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah. That is a tremendous Chiddush that he said, but he says, according to the Man D'Amar, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, so how could it be? All the discussion here. So, to answer that question, you'd have to say, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana wouldn't apply in this regard. It's more of a result-oriented Mitzvah, and therefore, it wouldn't really matter, even without Kavana for the Mitzvah. But that was a Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Then we discussed, in terms of what is the definition of a Maisa Bia, what about Ha'ara, and what exactly is Ha'ara, and on yesterday's daf, it came up in terms of what does it mean, kana. There is, like what we just mentioned for the Menchas Chinuch, there is some sort of basis for that in the words of Shmuel. Shmuel on yesterday's daf already told us that there could be limitations of the Kenyan. And when the Mishnah says that it's kona, it's not for everything. It's dvarim ha-ksubim ba-parsha. So we pass him like Rav, that it's kona lakol, but the idea that Shmuel says that when the Mishnah says kana, it doesn't mean total, so already that opens the door for a suggestion like the Menchas Chinuch suggested. Okay, so now let's get into the Mishnah, the next discussion on Nun Vav Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. So if there is an Isser relationship, Almana l'kohen gadol is an Isser, he has psula lo yikach, he has a mitzvah asay to marry a besula. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, a grusha or a chalutza to a kohen hedyot. So there is an Isser lav, at most, relationship here. Amar the Kohen Gadol is an asay. He has to marry a psula, right? The Gemara Kiddusha discusses what happens if he's a Kohen Hedyot, who's married to an almana, which is mutter, and then he's appointed the Kohen Gadol, right? Do we say kivin de hutra hutra, or do we say there's a problem there, and now he's a Kohen Gadol? So the Mishnah says here, min ha erisin lo yochlu bitruma. If there is erisin, so they cannot eat truma. The women of this relationship cannot eat truma. What exactly is the case? So Rashi tells us, im bas kohen hi. She is also a bas kohen. So what's the issue here? The issue here is not only the husband. Let's say the husband is a kohen. We know on a d'oraisa level, if you have a mutter relationship, let's say a kohen is mu'uras to a woman, a bas Yisrael. So on a d'oraisa level, there is an she's allowed to eat truma, kinyan kaspo. The pasuk says there is an issa d'rabbanan, which we mentioned on Friday in Friday's daf, of two reasons the Gemara gives why she is not allowed to eat truma yet. Shematashka, she might give some drinks to her family, or simpon, he might find a mum that he didn't know about beforehand. Okay, but either way, on a d'oraisa level, she should be able to eat. Says the Mishnah here, if it is an issa relationship, it's not a great marriage that is happening, but it's an Avera marriage that is happening. Rabbi Meir, as we'll see, the Tanakhama here is Rabbi Meir Shita, says that is not Ma'achil B'Truma. That relationship does not create Truma allowance for the woman. Why? Because this is what's called Mishtameres Labia Psula. She is waiting. She is looking forward. Not good looking forward, but she is looking forward to a Bia Psula. She's going, when she has the Bia, she will become a Chalala. She will become a woman who is a Sura Lekohen, and therefore she is not allowed to eat Truma because she's already Mishtamerish. That's already on the horizon. I forgot to mention, by the way, at the beginning, again, the sponsorship for this month of Kislev in honor of Jonah Kubietzky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gvura by his siblings, the Kubietzkys, Nachman and Elka, Moshe and Arlene, and Avin Chani Greenberg. So the Mishnah tells us that Mishtamerish will be a Psula, according to Rabbi Meir, is a problem, and that would create lo yochlu bitruma. Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, Machshirin. They say, no, it's kosher. Right? She did not yet have a Maisa Bia, and therefore, she is not a Chalala yet. We don't say, oh, look what's on the horizon. Future destiny doesn't impact present status. Right? Rabbi Meir says, yes, so we have this many times throughout Halacha. We have the principle of Kala Omeid Ligzos Kegazes Dami, Kala Omeid, for something by the future, Kala Omeid, We have potential being, that's more potential right now than future destiny of what is going to happen, but it's similar to the din of Rabbi Zeira, Kalarai Labila. But, you can see that on the forefront. Iris and Lista Nisuin, Mishtameris Labi Yapsula, and Rabbi Zeira Shimon say, no, that is not what happened until she becomes a Ba'ula. Nis Armelo Nis Garshu. And now, the flip side, what happens if they decide to break it off? Either he dies or he divorces her. So Minan Nisuin Psulos. Minan Nisuin, she's already a Niv LS, and therefore she is Psula forever. She's a Chalala, she can no longer marry a Kohen, and she is Psula forever. Minha Erisin Kisheros. And this is the Chiddush according to the Tanakhama. Even though the Tanakhama holds that when she is Mu'uresa, she cannot eat Truma, but Minha Erisin Kisheros, and let's say she is a Bas Kohen. When she is a Bas Kohen, who is Mu'ureses to this Bas Kohen, let's say she's a Bas Kohen Grusha, right, and she's Mu'ureses to a Kohen, then she cannot eat Truma in either direction from that side, but once she is divorced, if she's not Nivellus yet, so then Ksheros, that would be Mutter. The last Rashi on the Mishnah, Mene Erisik Ksheros, Tafila Rabbi Meir Lo Pasol Mene Erisin Ela Bechayeyen De Mishtameres Lubia Psula. Right, that's the only reason that Rabbi Meir said there's a problem. But if somebody dies, so then it wouldn't be a problem. The Aruch Laner here is Meir that the Mishnah also brings in Chalutza. And we know Chalutza is an Issa D'Rabbanan to a Kohen, not an Issa D'Oraisa and Pashtus. Actually, before the Aruch Laner, the Ritva makes the Ha'ara. And therefore the Ritva says it's Shigra D'Lishna. Really doesn't mean it, but so many times in Chazal, Chalutza is thrown in with Gerusha, even though they have differences in Halacha. That is the Ritva's Ha'ara here. Pirish, Mipneshi Mushumeris, Labia Psula, Vadatani Chacha Chalitza, Shigra Delishnahu, Da Chalitza Midevrayamu, Kideisa Bimichilten. But if you look in the Aruch Laner, not the Aruch Laner here, but the Aruch Laner, the first Aruch Laner in Maseches Makos, right? The same issue was asked there on the first Mishnah, right? Meidon Anubish Plon Ishu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalitza. And what is the halacha? They get Malkus. So do you get Malkus? Are the Edom Zomim going to get Malkus if they testify that he is a Chalal D'Rabbanan? His parents are Chalutza L'Kohen, not a Grusha L'Kohen? Does that create Edom Zomim to give them Malkus D'Oraisa? So the Rishonim there say, the Ritva also there discusses this. And the Ritva there says, Lishitaso, Vitirates, the Agav Grusha, Nokat Chalutza. Just like the Ritva says here, don't take it so seriously. And there, the Aruch Laner says, no, I don't think so. There, the issue is posseling. So even if technically the Edom are only posseling on a Drabana level, there's Lamaisa posseling them from Edus. They're saying they are not from Edus, from status, from changing their status. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's going to affect their lives. So that could be Edom Zomimin. That's the Aruch Laner's. Valanias Adiyei Shlomar, Kivan, Ta'al Kalpanim Ata. Lefi Masha Pasla Rabbana Chalutza L'Kohen. Once the Rabbanan passled Chalutza to a Kohen, Ratzu L'Postla Ula Haziko. They're being Mazikim. Shaper Laki Min HaTorah. It's enough. The Mali Imratzu L'Afsido Mamon. Well, this is worse than like trying to take money from them. Right, taking money from them is just a reality. Right, I'm going to cause you a loss, and therefore I have to get punished what I wanted to do to you. See, here also I wanted to cause you a loss. I'm taking a lot of people off the market. Right, that this person is not allowed to marry. I'm telling you, he can't get the first Ali anymore. Right, he's going to get Shlishi. He's a Yisrael. He's not going to be able to eat Truma. Right, so even those only Durabanan. So Mali Imratu Lafsido Mamon Sheish Bo Din Hazama Min HaTorah or Imratu Lafsido Yichuso. Right, it doesn't make a difference, and therefore it could be. This is an example where a Durabanan and a D'Oraisa merge, even though the details are Durabanan, but because it has a D'Oraisa effect, you are going to be able to give them Edom Zomim and Malkus D'Oraisa. Right? And then he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. So which Gemara in Sukkah would you think he would quote? He would quote Tosfos on Daf Gimel, where Tosfos on Daf Gimel discusses the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ran there, based on the Mishnah later on in Sukkah, on Daf Chafres, where there's a Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, about a Sukkah that's too small on a Durabana level, Mi D'Oraisa, a Sukkah has to be Sheva al Sheva, 7x7 Tvachim. But Machlokas Beis Shammai and...
It's going to be 7 a little bit.
What? 7x7. the around, not I. So at least 7 by 7. So the Mishnah there though discusses the machlokas b'shamay Silal. What about if your table's outside the sukkah and you're sitting inside the sukkah? Machlokas b'shamay b'silal. So the language used in the Mishnah is lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You've never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah, even though it's only a psul derabanan. So says the Ran there in Sukkah, don't take the language so literally. Says the Ran, you know what this language is like? It's like the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel on Pesach. Kol shlo amar gimel dvarim on the night of Pesach, lo yasi dechavaso. Doesn't really mean that, says the Ran. It means you didn't do the best thing that you should do. You didn't do like the Rabbanan told you to do, mentioning the three things, Pesach, Matzah, Umara. But it doesn't mean literally. Tosfos argues. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel says no. Once the Rabbanan said that this is a pasul sukkah, once the Rabbanan said that this is how you fulfill the mitzvah of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, if I don't do it this way, I'm not even Yotze on a Daraisa level. The Rabbanan have the power to create the contours of the mitzvah Daraisa, separate from the concept of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, which is really defining the contours. This is even less than that. We have the contours of the mitzvah Daraisa. The Rabbanan are adding something on that even could have effect on a Daraisa level. So that's what one would have thought the Aruch HaNer would quote. But he quotes another Gemara in Sukkah, which is also related, and that's the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel in Sukkah, where we have a Machlokes relating to building a Sukkah on an animal, right? Sukkah al Gabi Gamal, and Sukkah on a boat. And there, the Gemara says, it's not called Re'uya L'Shiva, because you can't climb an animal on Yontif to be able to get into the Sukkah. And the Gemara discusses there, but what do you mean? It's only said to Rabbanan to climb an animal on Yontif. Why is that not Roy L'Shiva Daraisa? So that's the one that he quotes, that you see sometimes, even a Rabbanan din, could have an effect. Umizeh nireh, tekiva, tekam kein l'machika safti, tebachalutza, afshu chala midrabbanan levan, mikol makam laki min ha-Torah. Ubezemes liyashim, and he continues. So that's the same issue here that the Ritva brings up, and the Ritva again says, lav dafka, shigur delishna, but the Aruch Laner, there at the beginning of Sukkah, says that maybe sometimes you could have Durabanans affecting Deoraisa. Would we say here in this case actually that this is an Issa Durabanan, Chalutza Lekohen? Would she not, Deoraisa is Erison? Would she, besides the issues of Shema Yimzagu and Simpon, would this have effects Deoraisa? So again, that's an open question, even though it's only Mishtameris Labia Psula Durabanan. Pasha's the Rishonim talk about Psia Psula Deoraisa. But that's the issue that the Aruch Laner brings up. Okay, even midrabana we didn't allow it to eat truma. Okay, but does the concept of mishtameres lebi psula, which sounds like a daraisa context concept, would that apply? But you're right, it could be on a derabana level. Weiter. Tanya says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Meir says Rabbi Meir. So now we know Rabbi Meir is the author of the Tana Kama. He is the Tana Kama. Rabbi Meir says the following line. Kal v'chomer. I'll show you it's a kal v'chomer, that mishtameris will be a psula if there's erison, and she is expecting, and what's on the horizon is to be a psula, ruins her ability to eat truma today. I'll prove it to you. Kal v'chomer. Uma kidushe rishus ein ma'achilin. If kidushe rishus, what does kidushe rishus mean? An okay marriage, a mutter marriage. If a mutter marriage does not allow her to eat truma, kiddushi aveira lakol shegein. Surely an aveira marriage shouldn't allow her to eat truma. What does this mean? Kiddushi rishus. Rashi quotes two opinions, and he's very happy with the second opinion. The other Rishonim say it can't be, and they like Rashi's first opinion. But what's Rashi's second opinion? Let's do that first. Rashi on the second to last line of the daf. Rashi says, you know what kiddushi rishus means? A Yisrael marrying a Bas Yisrael. That's the case. Just like a Yisrael marrying a Bas Yisrael does not create a, so she's not allowed to eat truma because he's not a Kohen. That's Rashi. Uma Kiddush Rishusk. Yisrael Shekiddush Bas Yisrael does not allow her to eat truma, so Kiddush Yavera. So, if it's an Avera, so surely, even though he's a Kohen, it shouldn't create Ha'achala in truma. Let's just continue the Gemara for a minute with that understanding. That's what Rabbi Meir says the Kal V'chomer is. If it's a Mutter relationship, there's no achala b'truma, so surely if it's an usher relationship. So amrulo, and the Rabbanan say back, no, that can't be. That's not a kal v'chomer. Of course there's no achala b'truma there. Im amarta b'kiddushi rishus, shekein ein lo l'achal b'machal macher. This Yisrael is never going to be machal b'truma. There's never a case. It's not shayach to talk about truma in the world of Yisrael. Tomar b'kiddushi aveira shekein yesh lo l'hacha b'makam acher. If this Kohen would go marry somebody else who's not a Grusha, then there would be achala b'truma. Right? So Says Rashi, that is how you read the Gemara. The other Rishonim, though, cannot fathom that this is the case. What's the Havamina? What's the first part of the Rashi? That is the first day on Rashi. Rashi, this is the second part of, this is the second day of Rashi. You see, Rashi on the third wide line starts his Lashon Acher Vehu Iker explanation of the Gemara. But the right away, at the beginning of the explanation of Rashi, that's the first day of Rashi. So the other Rishonim, Tosfos here quotes, Pirish Bekuntris, Beloshon Sheni, Venira Lo Iker. What Rashi liked was the second shot. To Iri, Bain Babas Kohen, Bain Babas Yisrael, Jeremiah Apostle, Vechulu, and he continues, and he explains the second day of Rashi. And in the middle of that toast, it's a kashalari. To Ma Kavachomerzu, what's the Hava meaning to make such a Kavachomer? Kivan Deleka Tzad Kuhuna Klau. There's no Kohen involved. May Ayin Lohem Lahachil Osama Kiddushin. How could that be? What's the Hava meaning? Right, and the way the Ritva says it, the way the Ritva asks the question even stronger. The Ritva says, when he quotes Rashi, "My depirish Rashi zal kiddushi rishus kagon yisrael shekiddush bas yisrael barurhu she'eino nachon." It's clear that this is not correct. Kima inyan yisrael shehu zor gomor. Right, he's a zor. What do you mean? Just like he's not machab truma, of course he's not machab truma. I can even bring that in. V'yafilu b'nisuin ein lo lahachil v'lo shayach b'milsa klal. So he says we like Rashi's first pshat. What does kiddushi rishus mean? It means a yisrael marries a bas kohen. That's Kiddushei Rishus. That's also Mutter. But that's what the Gemara means. At least there's the world of Truma there. If a Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen, Ve'ein Ma'achilin Ratzal Omar She'ein Manichin Osa Le'echol. That's the language of the Ritva. Back to Tosfos also. Tosfos says, towards the five lines from the bottom, Venira de Bas Kohen Airi Kedibirish Bekuntris Belashin Rishon. Right, it's the Yisrael that marries a Bas Kohen, that there's no Kiddushin Ba'aveira. So in that case, we say there's no Ha'achala. So Kedushi Aveira Lakal Shekain. So Kedushi Aveira, Remeir says, surely should not work. And then the Gemara continues. Rashi goes through what the next question of the Gemara is. What Rashi goes through, why doesn't he like the first shot? He doesn't think that would be called Kedushi Rishus. Either way, that is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this line of the Gemara. Okay. Weiter. Amar Blazer, Amar Boshia. About five lines up from the bottom. Bitsua Daka Kohen. Shekidesh Bas Yisrael. So we're quoting another machlokas, which we think is shayach for relating to this mishnah. Ptsua daka, we know there is an issur daraisa for a normal woman, Jew, to marry a ptsua daka. Ptsua daka is a man who has a mutilated aver in some way, and he cannot be mekayem the mitzvah puravu, whatever it is. Very halacha lamaisa issues that come up in terms of a baby born with hypospadias, in terms of the his ability to be mashed and to urinate when he's born. The hole is not at the tip; it's at the bottom, and you have to do a surgery. There are ways to do it. Baruch Hashem today, well, there's not even psua daka temporarily because they fix it in a way that they create the new without the without mutilating the first hole. That's a common surgery that's done with thousands and thousands of babies, and Baruch Hashem what we have today is not even a shiloh. It used to be a shiloh when there's a temporary psua daka in order to fix, but now the surgery that is done generally is not even in a temporary state. But there are cases that come up in the post Gemara Chalamaisa. But Rav Blazer says the name of Rav Boshia, psua daka Kohen. So a psua daka who is a Kohen shekidesh bas Yisrael. So usually, again, a Kohen who is Bekadesh Bas Yisrael, Mida Oraisa is Ma'achil B'Truma. There's going to be a lot of Truma discussions over the next 30 blot. A lot of discussion in the next parak about Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Be a lot of Truma discussions. Because that's always a nafka mina, whether it's a real Erisin, whether it's tainted. So here we are already starting. So Psua Daka Kohen Shekidesh Bas Yisrael. So this is also, sounds like a Mishtameris Labia Psula. Because this is a Bas Yisrael, she is not allowed to marry a Ptsua Daka, and they have Erisin. So says Reb Oshia, Banu la Machlokas, Reb Meir, Reb Blaz, Reb Shimon. This is the same exact Machlokas as the Mishnah. Le Rebbe Meir de Amar, Mishtameris la Bia Psula, de Oraisa, lo Achla, Hanami lo Achla. According to Reb Meir, who says Mishtameris to a Bia Psula, de Oraisa, right? That was the Rikva's emphasis here. It says de Oraisa here, so the Chalutz has to be Lavdafka earlier. So according to Reb Meir, who says Mishtameris la Bia Psula, de Oraisa, she cannot eat. But that's what he said in the Mishnah, so he would also say here, she does not eat. According to Reb Shimon, to Amri, Mishtameris, Labi Apsula Daraisa, Achla. According to Elazar Shimon, who said, it's mutter, you don't care that in the future she would be nifsala. Right now, it's only erisin. So hanami achla, so she would be able to eat, as Rashi says on top, kinyan kaspahu, biochelas dvar Torah, right, on a daraisa level. We know on a level from elsewhere, it's not true, but on a daraisa level, she should be able to eat. Hanami achla. So should we say it's a parallel machlokas? Again, what are the two cases? A Kohen marrying an Isser Kuna, Lav of Kuna, Kohen marrying a Grusha, and Psuadaka marrying a Bas Yisrael. Psuadaka Kohen marrying a Bas Yisrael. Shouldn't we say they're both Averos? So Gemara says no. You can be machalik between them. Mimai, Dilma, maybe not. Adkan lokamri, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hasam, Ela diyeshto la'achil b'makom acher. When do Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say you're allowed where there's nothing wrong with this Gavra Kohen? This Gavra Kohen has full Kedusha. The problem is this future relationship, what's going to be with the Bia. But this Kohen is okay by himself. He's not puzzled in any way. So he would be able to be Ma'achil. And that would override the principle of Mishtameris L'Bia P'subo Daraisa. Aval Hacha, Deinu L'Hacha Malka Macher. But this Kohen, no matter who he marries, this person is a problematic. It's a psuadaka. And therefore, maybe Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon would not allow it there. Because they would say, this gavra does not have the halachic strength to be ma'achil. L'chi tema. And then if you want to say, well, wait a minute. Maybe he does have the ability to be ma'achil. Who says not? How could a psuadaka kohen ever be ma'achil? L'chi tema hachanami ishto l'achil bibas geirim. What about a descendant of geirim? We know that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris. But what we're going to talk about a little bit on this daf is what about the descendants of Gerim? What about if somebody's parents are Gerim? When does the status stop? There's going to be three Shitas in the Tanoim. When exactly that status stops, who's allowed to marry a Kohen? We will see. So if you want to say, well, maybe Yeshul HaKabas Gerim, maybe a Petsuadaka is allowed to marry a Bas Gerim, and therefore he would be able to be Machil there. That wouldn't be Ba'avera, if you hold like that opinion, which we're going to get to. So the Gemara says, no, but that's a question. As we'll see soon, that's not so Pashit. Whether that works or not, that's a Suffolk. Right? We're not sure whether that would work, whether that would be an allowed relationship, which would be Machil, and therefore that cannot be used as an example to basically undo the rejection of the parallel, right? Because there is no case of Yeshul HaKamakam Achir. Good. Itmar. This is an unusual Itmar. Rashi points out, usually an Itmar is a quote of a new Machlokas Amoraim. But this Itmar is Rashi L'Shinuye Kushyanasa. These are just two other ways to undo the rejection that we just said. There is a case where a Betsua Daka could be Machel B'Makom Acher. Betsua Daka Kohen. We just said, what about a Bas Geirim? That's a Machlokas. Okay, well, that question was unanswered. But there are two other ways. Abaya Amar. Why is it amazing that we have Abaya today? Because of yesterday's Haftorah. Yesterday's Haftorah, the Haftorah for Barashas Vayetze, quotes the Pasuk that maybe Abaya's name is named for. Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. The Pasuk there in Hoshea, where the Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, according to some Rishonim, gave the nickname Abaya to Abaya, because his name was Nachmeni, and he didn't want to say his father's name in the presence of his father, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So therefore, he gave him a nickname, either Abaya, who was an orphan, Av Hashem, or Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, because he was an orphan. So yesterday's Haftorah, Siyata Deshmaya, today we have Abaya. We have Abaya every 5 lot in Shas. Okay, it's not Dafka, Hashkacha. It's not one of those Dafka coincidences. It's like, oh, it's got to be. Okay, but still, we could point it out. Abaya Amar. Abaya says, there is a case. Holu ma'achila b'lo yada. What happens if a family, a husband and wife, are happily married, and then Rachmana Litzlan, in the middle of the marriage, he becomes a Betsuadaka. He becomes a Betsuadaka. And he never lives with his wife after he becomes a Betsuadaka. Lo yada. Right, see on the side, it quotes all the psukim in the Torah. Yada means bia. The adam yada atchava ishto. Asher lo yada o ish. Right, all those, all the cases. Because the ultimate, what is da'as? Da'as represents connection. Da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connecting in a deep way to Hashem. So the ultimate connection between a husband and a wife is the physical act. So machila below yada. So maybe that's a case. Abaya would say if a Petsua Daka Cohen is married to a Yisraelis and he never did anything wrong, so he would still be able to be machil. So that ruins the rejection, right? We said, you can't compare because this is a gavra who's problematic. He's not so problematic. You see, there is a case where he would be machil. Rava Amar, Holu Machila Ba'avada Vishivchos of Akananim. Another Nafkamina. He's Machil, his Eved, Kanani, and Shivcha Kananis. That's also Kinyan Kaspo. He didn't do any Avera regarding them. Right? If he's, let's say he was a born Kohen. He's a Kohen, he has Psuadak, and he has Avadim. So also, he's not doing anything wrong there. So those are two cases where he's ma'achil. So you see this gavra is not so problematic, so that would, we'd go back to say, okay, the machlokas in the Mishnah is the same as the machlokas in Rav Oshia's question. Why did each one not say the other opinion? Abaye lo amar karava, or Rabba. Why did he see, not say like Rava? Kinyan de ishus, mi kinyan de ishus, yalfinan, velo yalfinan, kinyan de ishus, mi kinyan de avadim. We'd rather compare marriage issues, right? Two cases of marriage, right? Psuadaka Kohen trying to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, and a case of marriage where they were already married. So we'd rather stay in the world of ishus. Right, kinyan to ishus. We know kiddushin is a kinyan. Right, we'll get to Ezra Manamid Beis whether nisuin is a kinyan. Right, but kiddushin is for sure a kinyan. So that's what we'd rather stay in the world of marriage, kinyan, than in the world of avadin. V'rava lo amar kabaya, and why did Rava not say like abaya? Shani hasam shekfar achla. Well, you can't compare that case where they're already married and then he becomes a betzua daka. Maybe we'll say, as we have elsewhere in halacha, once something starts, you know, you let it go. Kiva de hutra hutra. Once something starts, it starts. So here, she's been eating shtruma. They've been happily married for 10 years. And now, Rachman al-Islam, he gets injured. So, you know, you're going to tell me it stops? She's already eating. Our shayla is if she didn't eat yet. A lot of times, it's easier to continue something than to start something new. Chazal even give the mashal in one place. If there's a bundle on top of an animal, maybe two people can save it from falling. But once it falls, it takes five people to lift it up onto the animal. Right? To continue a status quo, you might need less. Mashenki, to start something anew, that would be harder. So, kfar achla. That's why Rava says you can't bring that example that Abaya does.
Definitely can remain married.
Via Abaya, sounds like they can remain married. Via Abaya, shekfar achla lo amrinan. And Abaya says, no, that's not the reason here. The reason that she's allowed to eat is not because of her past reality, but it's even in her present reality. We don't say the svara of kfar achla. How do you know? Di lo tema hachi. What about this case? As we know, the dindaraisa. Hachi bas yisrael shenises lakoein. Vamis. What if you have a bas yisrael that's married to a kohen, the kohen dies, and they don't have children? What's the halacha? She cannot eat truma anymore. Ay, kfar achla. She already ate truma. She already started. Why can't we say? She used to be married to a kohen. So what's the problem? Techol, shekvar achla. So Abaye says, you should say kvar achla. Obviously, you don't say that. Therefore, you see, that's not a svara. And just because a woman starts eating truma doesn't mean she can continue eating truma. So that's why how Abaye defends himself. There, Rava, and Rava says, no. Come on, there's a big difference between those two cases. Between a Pitsua Daka, who's still married, right, to his wife. Pitsua Daka going to still married to his wife, they can still eat kvar achla, still could apply there. Here, there's a break. Why? Virava hasam paka kinyana. Hachalo paka kinyana. There's a big difference where the kinyan evaporates and breaks. Right? When the husband dies, there's a break. You can't get out of that. Of course there's a break. Therefore, you're not going to say kfar achla anymore, mashenkein, if lo paka kinyana. Is it so pashut to say paka kinyana? Right? We read this Gemara like, of course. If the husband dies, the husband dies. But as we mentioned 2 days ago, and then the going kiddushin, death obviously breaks life, but does it break all relationships? Remember we mentioned 2 days ago, she'ero, that status continues even after death. How do we know that? That a kohen can be tabi himself or his wife, right? And the Gemara had to come up with a limud that if somebody is boel, a dead woman, it's not ishus ish, but it's still called she'ero. But there's an unbelievable Gemara in Kiddushin, in the first paragraph of Yud Gimel. You would think the Gemara wouldn't have to be here. How do you know that after a woman becomes an almana, she's allowed to get remarried? How do you know that? So you might say, well, she's not married anymore. What do I need a pasuk for? The Gemara requires a pasuk to tell me that not only does gerushin create a heter la'olam, but even Misa creates a heter la'olam. The Gemara discusses, Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah says there, if you remember, beginning of Kiddushin, v'kones atzma, she's kona herself, she becomes independent, beget u'bemisa sabal. So the Gemara says, bishloma get, tichsiv akasav la'sefer krisus, elamisa sabal minolan. How do you know Misa sabal allows her? Maybe once a woman gets married, that's it forever. Wow. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara struggles, tries four times, not just like one time. Svarahu, hu asra, v'hu sharsa. Well, he martyred her, he asered her by getting the marriage, and he martyred her by dying. So, I have a ha'arayis to asr lu v'lo sharelahu, but what do you mean? The relatives are still asr, besides Achos Isha, so maybe he didn't martyr her by dying. Right, so Ella, and then he quotes, "Mida Amar Rachmana Yevama She'ein Labanim Asura Hayesh Labanim Muteres." Right, he quotes all Yibam cases, and then he quotes Amana LaKohen God, look where it struggles. And finally, at the end, Va'od Ksiv quotes a pasuk by Usneya Ha'isha Acharon, V'kasav La'sefer Krisus O Koyamus Isha Acharon. But Iskish, rather by Machzor Grushaso, Iskish Misa L'Gerushin. A heckish. Ma gerishin shayi v'gomeres amisha shayi v'gomeres. Amazing discussion. But it says here, the Gemara here says, paka kinyan, so there's no more truma. But even marriage, the Gemara there discusses whether misa is matir. There are fascinating discussions. If you remember, we had this at the time in terms of the Darkei Moshe quotes this, and the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this. What about Eishes Eliyahu? What about Eishes Eliyahu? What's her status? Darkei Moshe there in Eben Ezer, in Simin, where is this? In Simin, Yuzayin, in the beginning. Darkei Moshe says, Emesa Isha Tachas Baila Vishuv Chaisa Al Yidei Navi. What's the halacha? Right? Uke Eliyahu Leben Sarfas, Lo Paka Zika Sabal Me'alev Asur Li Nasi La'acher. Right? Do they need a new marriage? Right, they talk about, what do they talk about this in Megillat Av Zion? Right, the sugyas of Kam Rabbi V'shachti L'Reb Zeira. So when he put him, according to the Marshah, he was only mostly dead, he wasn't fully dead. Okay, so fine, then for sure married. But if it was Mamash Tchias HaMesim, like the Pashas of the Gemara, did he have to get remarried to his wife? Bizman Tchias HaMesim! Right, so let's say a woman was married to two men, one after another. Well, these discussions, the Berkei Yosef discusses this, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, maybe there's a difference between Bizman Hazeh and Tchias HaMesim. Im habal, im meis habal, misa vadoyis, v'kam l'tchiyah b'neis, yesh lodun b'zeh, im paka zikas isho. O shema, igloi mils l'afreya, shalom eiska chalad, v'lo paka kiddushin. Maybe the difference, if you have a neis b'zman hazeh, so maybe that's a right, they weren't really dead. Tchiyah z'meisim, of course, everybody was dead, and everybody's going to come back alive. Maybe the difference between the two. What about Eishes Chanoch and Eishes Eliyahu, all the cases that are discussed? There was no misa there. So do you say she's like an aguna? Her husband disappeared, but you saw him go up in a chariot of fire. Again, do you mamish need misa? The more you say that Gemara over there in Kiddushin, misa is really a chiddush. You wouldn't know that if it's matir. So you need a pasuk, then you'd limit it in lechabal lechiddusha. But if you say once we have the pasuk, of course in matir, so then it would be a different. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Gufa, boy minei Reb Yochanan Meir Boshia. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia the following question. Remember, this was the Gemara just alluded to this 5 lines ago. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, and there was no answer given. So here's the question. Ptsua daka kohen shenasa bas geirim. Ma'u sheyach ilena betruma. A kohen is not allowed to marry a giyoris. So this has a double additional question. It's a ptsua daka kohen and a bas geirim. Why is that crucial? We're about to see. There's going to be a machlokas about both these cases. Is a kohen usher to a descendant of Gerim? Okay, a kohen can't marry a Gioris. What about a daughter of a Ger? What about a daughter of a Gioris? What if one of the parents, we'll see this is a three-way machlokas, whether one Tana hold, as long as one parent is not a Ger, it's fine. The other one says that as long as the father is not a Ger, it's fine. And we'll see the other one is going to say either or. So that's one additional level of question here. That it's a bas geirim. And the other question is, Pitsua daka kohen. Does he lose his kedusha of being a kohen? So that's why it's not as simple. The kohen marrying a geirim is that simple. This is a pitsua daka kohen marrying a bas geirim. So it's a two additional levels. There's a third question that's going to be dealt with along the way. And that is a geirim question separately. Kahal geirim, ikri kahal or lo ikri kahal? Right, separate machlokas in Meseches Kiddushin, the group of Gerim, are they considered kahal regarding all the isure lovo bakahal, a mamzer and a mamzeros? Are they allowed to marry, is a mamzer allowed to marry a gioris? Right, is a mamzeros allowed to marry a ger? It's a machlokas tanam, related, whether they're called ikri kahal or not. Those are three questions that are going to overlap in the next 15 lines of the Gemara. But again, that's where Rabbi Yochanan, you know, he had this Shaila, right? Three questions all packed into one. So here we go. Apsua daka kohen, nariz abas gira, maushi akhlen abit shuma. Ishtik v'lamar level amidi. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer. I don't know. It's a lot of questions to answer. Lesof asa gavar rabba achrina ubam in amil sachrita. Right, 10 minutes later, a different gavar rabba came to Rav Oshia to ask him a question. Upashale, and he answered him, Umanu, none other than Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan's brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Rav Oshia. Other Rabbi Yochanan lav gavar rabba who? Why didn't he answer the first question? Well, you are machshavim. You only answer the second question. So Amarle, no. The Kabbalah named Milsa de Leslea Patre. He asked me a question that Rashi has 2 days. Pashas is, I didn't know the answer to. Leslea Patre, there's no Pitaron. There's no answer. That's Rashi's first day. She'ain Yodea LaFarsha. I don't know. Ain't any Yodea. Then he quotes another day that it doesn't even need to be dealt with, which is a bigger Chiddush. Sounds pretty complicated to us, right? 3 different layers of question. But that is the question. Just parenthetically, once it comes up, you have to mention it. The Gavra Rabba, remember the Gemara Makas Daf Chav Beis, the story of the Ostrovser and Reb Chaim Ozer, where they met when they were vacationing, and the Ostrovser says to Reb Chaim Ozer, you know, tell me a vart, and Reb Chaim Ozer, and different versions of the story. Reb Chaim Ozer says to him, no, you're the Gavra Rabba. Please tell me a vart. So Reb Chaim Ozer says, no, I'm not a Gavra Rabba. Let me tell you what a Gavra Rabba is. That's the Gemara in Makos Chav Gimel. The Gemara there says that the foolish people stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Gavra Rabba. Don't stand up for a Gavra Rabba. And a Gavra Rabba is much greater. What do you mean Gavra Rabba is much greater? The Rabbanan are much greater. Because the Gemara says, the Torah says you get 40 Malkas, and the Rabbanan came along and knocked off one and made it 39. So you see the Rabbis are even stronger than the Torah. So they should stand up for the Rabbis. So, ask the Ostrovser, says to Rav Chaim Ozer, says, why did the Gemara is just looking for a round number that the Torah says, and they're about to knock off one. So why didn't they go to Parshas Emor? Tisru Chamishim Yom, and it's only 49. They had to wait till Kiseitze, all the way at the end of the Torah. Quote an earlier Pasuk. So he says, no. He says, Gavra Rabba doesn't mean the Rabbanan can knock off and interpret the Torah. Gavra Rabba means reduce the suffering of a fellow Jew. He says, that's a Gavra Rabba. The Rabbanan took off one of the Malkas. The Rabbanan knocked off. So that's a Gavra Rabba. You don't define Gavra Rabba by Torah learning. Like what it says on Reb Chaim's Kever. It says two words. It doesn't say Chesed Gavra. It says Ish Chesed. Those are the two words that it says. Baruch Hashem. Okay, right. So the Gemara says, back to the question. So now we're going to figure out what was behind Rabbi Yochanan's question. Rabbi Yochanan said again, Kohen, Petsua Daka, and a bas gerim. So here we go. Luman. I le Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda. I le Reb Yehuda. As the Gemara is going to explain which Reb Yehuda we are talking about. I le Reb Yehuda. Bein bikdusha sekoi. Bein la bikdusha sekoi. Lo achla. Whether you say a petzua daka kohen retains his kedusha or not. Regarding other halachas of kahuna. No matter what. According to Reb Yehuda. She would not be able to eat. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, regarding who a descendant of Gerim can marry. So let's see. E bikdusha sekoi. If you say that a petzua daka kohen retains his kedusha, lo achla, she will not be able to eat daha. Why? Because what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Amar, this is Rabbi Yehuda shita. Bas ger zachar ke bas chalal zachar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger, the father has to be a non-ger. If the father's a ger, then the child could also not marry. If a ger has a daughter, that girl cannot marry a Kohen. If the father is a born Jew, then that child can marry a Kohen. The Rebbe Yehuda says it goes by the father. So here, this question here, it's a, could a Psua Da Kohen marry a Bas Gerim, right? Bas Ger, so the answer would be no. And therefore it would be an Avera, a marriage by Avera, she wouldn't be able to eat. So, if the Petzua Daka Kohen has Kedusha and he's considered a Kohen, so then he's not allowed to marry this woman. Lo Achla, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Daha Amar Bas Ger Zachar, Kabas Chalal Zachar. She loses her status, she's like a Chalala, and therefore she would not be able to eat. It's a marriage by Avera. And Ela Bikdusha Sekoi, if you say that the Petzua Daka Kohen does not retain his Kedusha, right, and therefore he's like a Yisrael, so then he's just like a Petzua Daka. So then you have a different Avera that you're violating. Right? You can't marry a Petzua Daka. Lo achla ta'amrina kal ger mikri kal. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that gerim are considered in the world of the Kahal Yisrael. A second shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the father's got to be born Jew for the daughter to be allowed to marry a Kohen. So, miman efshach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this girl who's a bas ger, is not allowed to eat truma if she is meureses to a kohen b'tzua daka, because she's doing some avera. Either she's doing the avera of a kohen marrying a giores, or that's step one, or step two, or she's doing the avera of a Yisraelis marrying a b'tzua daka. So that can't be the question of Rabbi Yochanan. So, next, V'il Rabbi Yossi, and what are we going to do Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds, even if both parents are Gioros, the daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. So let's see. V'il Rabbi Yossi, Bein B'kdusha Seikoi, Bein Lav B'kdusha Seikoi. According to Rabbi Yossi, whether the Petzua Daka Kohen has his Kedusha or not, she for sure should be able to eat. Achla, she should be able to eat. Why? B'kdusha Seikoi, Achla, if he is considered a Kohen, then she should be able to eat. Why? To Ha'amar, because Rabbi Yossi holds Af Gershon Asa Gioras Bitok Sheira LeKahuna. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if both your parents are Gerim, the child is allowed to marry a Kohen. The child was born Jewish. And that's all you need to marry a Kohen, be able to marry a Kohen. So if you say Bikdusha Seikoi, so then it should be Mutter. Ila Bikdusha Seikoi, if you say he's not considered a Kohen anymore, he's just considered a Psua Daka, then also Rabbi Yossi says she's not doing anything wrong. Why? Achla to Ha'amar, because Rabbi Yossi holds Kahal Gerim Lo Ikri Kahal. A Kahal Gerim is allowed to marry all of the Isurei Lavo Bakol. Question mark. So Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Yossi this bomb kasha. A Kohen Petzua Daka who marries a Bas Ger, could she eat Truma? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mimanashach, no. According to Rabbi Yossi, Mimanashach, yes. So what's his question? And we assume Rabbi Yochanan knew all of this. Right, Tosfos here discusses, Tosfos has an important line, we're not going to go into it, but in the fifth line of Tosfos V'i, Tosfos has a line that a chalala eina ocheles betruma. A chalala can never eat truma, eina ocheles betruma. And the Rishonim and the Achronim really discuss, is that really true? What if the chalala never did an Aveira? You could come up with a case where a chalala is in the situation of kahuna, and she never did an Aveira. Is that automatic? Yes. A product of an Isser Kahuna relationship. A Kohen marrying a Grusha and a Vechulu. So that's for sure she's out. Product of an Aveira relationship. But let's say there was no Aveira done somehow. So that's what the Stipler just talks about this Tosfos. You want to look up the Stipler here in Simon Mem discusses that Chalala has a positive paslus of Truma. Just the status of Chalala. It's not just because of a Maisa Aveira. It's the status here. And that's what you can look at the Stipler here. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So Ella. So again, who's the Gemara? The question according to. Ella Liba Dahaitana. There's a third opinion out there. Rabbi Yehuda holds, as long as your father's a born Jew, the daughter can marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi says even if both of them are Gerim, the daughter can marry a Kohen. But there's a third opinion. Da'itana, Titzran, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in Bikurim, Isha, Bas Gerim, Lotinasi, Lukuna, Ad Shetehei, Ima Mi Yisrael. If either parent is not, so then she can marry a Kohen. Right, mean even if the mother is a Yisraelis and the father was a Ger, still the daughter can marry a Kohen. V'hachikah mibayle, and this was the Shaila that Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Kashris mitosvaba v'achla. Do we say that the only allowance that we say she can marry a Kohen, right? As long as one of her parents was a born Jew, she can marry a Kohen. What is that halacha? Is that halacha limited? That all she could do is she's allowed to marry a Kohen, but she's not a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael Jew. No, she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Is that it? Kashrus mitosvaba v'achla, and therefore she's not doing anything wrong when she marries the Pesua Daka Kohen, and therefore she can't eat Truma. Or do we say, no, Kedusha mitosvaba? When Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that she can marry a Kohen, it means she's fully Jew with Kedushas Yisrael. And if that's true, then she cannot marry a Psua Daka. And then, v'lo achla, then she wouldn't be able to eat Truma. So that's the Shaila. According to Elazar ben Yaakov, when she's allowed, as long as one of her parents is a born Jew, she's allowed to marry a Kohen, does that mean she's a full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael Jew? Or no, she only has a heter to marry a Kohen, but nothing more than that. That is with the Shaila of Rabbi Yochanan and Tashma, and the answer is, we call from a Braisa. Kiyasav Rabbi Acha bar Chinana Mijeroma, Osav Aisi Masisa Biyade. When he came from the south, he brought this Braisa with him. Minayin labesu adaka, shenasa bas gerim, shemachila betruma. A big chiddush, right? To answer Rabbi Yochanan's question, Machila b'tshuma, Shinam Mar, based on a pasuk, V'koin ki'ikin nefesh kinyan kaspo v'gomer yochabo l'man. So who is this chiddush according to? So I lema l'Rabbi Yehuda. We don't need it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'amar bein b'kdusha seikoi, bein b'la b'kdusha seikoi, lo achla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, remember, iman of shoch, there's an aveira being done. Either a kahuna aveira, or a psuadaka aveira. V'ilu Rabbi Yosi, lama likra, v'yamar bein b'kdusha seikai, bein la b'kdusha seikai, ka'achla. She does eat, miman of shach. Right? Remember, because of the triple discussion that we just had. Machlokas about kahal geir mikriko, machlokas about whether a psua daka kohen loses his kdusha, whether, which of a descendant of a geir is allowed to marry a kohen. So, you don't need this brisa except according to right, the fact that it's mutter means that when he says that she, this descendant of one born Jew, is allowed to marry a Kohen, that's all that she is allowed to do. She does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, it must be according to him, and that's the answer to Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha. Period. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to the sugya of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Here we go. Itmar, Rav Omar. This is a much discussed sugya, even if one is not learning Yevamos. If anybody learns Kiddushin, they learn Yevamos, Nun Zayin, Amabez, Nun Chesem, and Alf. Why? Let's see. Says Rav, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Ushmuel Amar, Ein Chuppah L'Psulos. What does that mean? Major machlokes. First, we'll go with Rashi's shot. Rashi says, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos means there was no Kiddushin done. Let's say a man goes over to a woman and does Chuppah with her. Does chuppah with her. What exactly is chuppah? So we'll start tomorrow shiur with reading the Shulchan Aruch, all the five different opinions of what chuppah is. A canopy, a knisa l'rishuso, yichud roi labia, all the different dayas. But he does chuppah without kiddushin. Does that have any halachic ramifications? We discussed on last week, could you do it out of order? Okay, we discussed that on yesterday's daf, actually. But is there significance to a chuppah to pasul her? Rashi, Kohen Gadol shehichnis almana bas Kohen lechuppa. Right, a Kohen Gadol and almana. Vilo ba'aleha umeikar enami lo kidsha. No kiddushin, just chuppah. Says Rav that pasuls her from truma. Let's say she's a bas Kohen. Right, it still pasuls her from truma. Because chuppah is, look at Rashi's lashon, chuppah kiknisas bi'ila damya. It's the first step to bia. First, you already see how this is relating to our Mishnah, Amishtameris Labiya Psula. So Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, that's good enough. And this is even according to Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon, who said in our Mishnah that Erisin of a Kohen Lagrusha, let's say, Erisin does not cause problems. That's not called Amishtameris Labiya Psula. They would agree here. We'll see why, but that is Rav Shita of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Ushmuel Amar, Ein Chuppah L'Psulos. Shmuel says, no. It's not significant at all. You didn't do Kiddushin yet. There's no significance to that. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Umodeli Abba, Rav, who he called Abba, Rav would agree to me that, Betinokes, if the woman is less than 3 years old, so then it does not cause problems. Why? Because there's no halachic maisabia less than 3 years old, right, psulah chozrin, and therefore that would not be a problem. Meaning, Rav's yisod is because the next step is bia, so that is why it's going to be a problem. And again, you see how this is going to relate. This is Rashi. The first machlok as we shown him is within Shitas Rashi. There is a daya in Amoraim, Rav Huna, Kiddushin Daf Gimel, who holds chuppah is kone. We know Kiddushin is kone. Right? Ha'isha niknes, b'shlosha, with three ways, kesef, shtar, and bia. What about chuppah? Does chuppah create a kinyan? L'may nafgamina, the Yerushalmi Kiddushin says, can you do it on Shabbos? You can't have Kiddushin on Shabbos, that's a kinyan. What about a chuppah on Shabbos? Is chuppah kona? That's a sheet of Rav Huna who we don't paskin like in the beginning of Mesechet Kiddushin. Machlokas Tosfos and the Chachmei Svarad, what is Rashi, who is Rashi going according to? Within whose shita? Within chuppah being a kinyan or not? Because there's no Kiddushin hasn't been done yet. Tosva says, on top, Nira Lari, Lafare Shitas Akuntris. I think they're arguing about the Pligi Bechuppa below Kesef, the Rav Ishmuel Savri, Kirav Huna, the Islay Barish Kiddushin, the Chuppa Kone. Hey, I'm sorry, not Daf Gimel. I think it goes on Daf Gimel too. The Chuppa Kone. Rav and Shmuel, according to Rashi, are going within the Shita of Rav Huna. V'kama Rav, and Rav is saying, T'chihechi dekanu kidushe chuppa bekashrus, just like a kosher chuppa does something, affects something, hachanami kani bepuzulus. So too, if it's a problematic chuppa. Right, it's also kona even without kiddushin. The adifa mi kiddushin kasev is even more serious than kiddushin, which we said in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon don't say kiddushin does anything, but chuppah would do something. That is all. This is Tosfos's pshat of Rashi. Skip down like five lines. V'chi hechi de karinan be she'ero al yidei chuppah sha'achar kiddushin l'shavi nisuin. Just like a chuppah after kiddushin works, linyashka sota, the minyan tachazi sheikh, the chulu, there's nafka minis, kanyanami below kasa l'shavu yarusa. That is all Rav. And Shmuel, fifth to last skinny line, Ushmuel amar, ain chuppah l'psulos. No, chuppah only helps when it's pekashrus. To chuppah kiruv biyahu, v'lo mahanyel beruyis l'biyah. Avo b'psulos in ruyis l'biyah, lo. And the chuppah l'achar kiddushin, nami lo mahanyel, wouldn't help for Shmuel. But that is all Tosfos explaining Rashi. If you look in the Chachmei Svarad, the Ritva, the Rashba, they say no. Rashi is not forced to be talking within the Shita of Rav Huna. No, Rashi is saying chuppah, period. Even without Kiddushin, even without Rav Huna. The act of chuppah itself has significance, according to Rashi, to create paslus. Right, that is, we'll see some of those inside. Tosfos himself, as we will see, later on in Tosfos quotes, the Machlokas is talking about a chuppah after Kiddushin, not a chuppah without Kiddushin. And we'll see what the case is, but this is going to be a huge discussion. And the big discussion is, and we'll end with a question, is the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, we'll see in Ilchas Trumos, paskins, yesh chuppah lipsulos, meaning a problematic chuppah has significance. It does something. So why does the Rambam say in Ilchas Ishus that a chuppah's need is no good? If yesh chuppah l'psulos in ilchas trumos, why does it say in ilchas ishus that a chuppah nida is no good? That is the huge question. Many, the Lecha Mishnah asked the question. He starts the ball rolling, and all related, all the achronim get into the issue there. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue with chuppah l'psulos tomorrow. Again, this month's shiurim are sponsored by the Kubietsky family in honor of Jonah Kubietsky on his attainment of Shnas Gevura. Okay, we'll stop here.